Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This week's spiritual message is about coupling. You know, heaven, energy, spirit, power, blending with root, tree, foundation, power, standing on a firm platform, and there's movement in the wind. The feminine is again on the march and is awesome. Move forward to meet. Know she is not alone. Your ancestral memories are her companions. There has been an evident and not very subtle feeling of an internal stirring. This is signifying that something out of the ordinary is coming your way. It's the rising of the feminine. These feelings and the energy that comes with it is the advance message to all sentient beings that the return of the matriarchy is forming and beginning to move. It is now proper to go to meet this feminine, the anima, as this yin energy comes your way, embodying joy, celebration, beauty, and the gift of manifestation. This is heady stuff, and you could forget yourself and get lost in her swirl of pleasure, copulation, fertility, and the sacred. It will be of benefit to take of the sensual pleasures and passionate stirrings, but don't marry this maiden. The she that is presented is to embrace, but not to possess. In your business, personal or spiritual life, a sensual encounter has either recently entered your field or is imminent. This dynamic force shouldn't be denied. The challenge will be to not go beyond your dignity and integrity to enter into the dance with this powerful goddess and what she represents. What she brings to you are the sacred spirit gifts of ancestral divinity, both yours and that of Earth's indigenous history. This happening is offered for you to partake of and use judiciously on your journey. This clean, bright energy is meant for you to cleanse yourself of the darkness recently encountered. This energetic force that is presented is magnetic and seductive. Joining with this force, you'll be led to identifying a person, tribe, or a group of fellow pilgrims that will stimulate your mind and allow your creativity to flow like the river after a spring rain. Sweet and sensual, and a great surprising pleasure to behold. This energy, this offer, isn't meant for you to hold, and most certainly not to attempt to control. for this is a dancing spirit coming from the depth of history in both the present reality and in your personal parallel divinity. The benefit will come as you copulate with this spirit in integrity and generosity. It is in this space that your creative self will stand strong and grow from the encounter with this pure essence of the feminine spirit. In the early writings of the I Ching, the instructions are clear and contain this caveat. Dance with the maiden, but don't marry. Take this statement to heart, and it will protect you from disappointment and devastation of the life structures you have constructed through your diligence and inner work. With this new influx of energy, you have the opportunity to make a very real and tangible change in the world as you move in concert with your tribal fellows. Be warned, don't bring this mistress to your relationship. Your connection is too hot and would burn the bonds you've made no matter how strong. The new personal love or project filled with passion on the horizon should stay there for now, as you are consciously swept into realization that this encounter with the sacred feminine is brief, and that brevity is what will support you in your service to the greater good of humankind. If not kept brief, you'd be consumed. This offer of power, riches, and sensual pleasure brings the dark side, the shadow, to the forefront. Stay in integrity, even though the ego says to greedily take all you can get. To hoard is as your personal stash of power and meat out for only your own aggrandizement. The ego is the quintessential trickster, the coyote, making dark look like light, and vice versa. Your clarity of discrimination will be made whole by staying in your dignity and integrity in all matters concerning your present situation, as you are made to face the awesome power of the feminine. If you deny this, you give power to the ego. When you are presented with great promises for love, position, wealth, or power, definitely go take a look, then embrace what works for you and discharge the rest. This doesn't mean you'll fully move away from the darkness. That's not the point. It is now about using your discriminatory strength to meet this energy flow midway. Honor that it has arrived and extract what matches your intent. This can be dangerous play. If you get into a dance with darkness, you have to know when to let go, when to change partners. The teaching of this lesson is to look at the offer and accept only what works for you and leave the rest. This is a lesson in the art of discrimination. Don't be afraid. Fear will not serve you. The benefit will be to stand on guard so that you're not sucked in so deep you can't get out. Walking with integrity in the face of seduction is an important skill to acquire on this road less traveled toward love, abundance, and moving deeply into your spirituality. Take note. The unsaid promise of love, sex, easy money, or quick and easy spiritual advancement is a move by the wily coyote, trickster ego. Now, this said, go to meet, have encounters, examine opportunities, and play with the finding, the balance of yin and yang. This is the jumping in point of expanding the creative spirit of passion. Temptation has brought you to this point, and now it's up to you to know how far to go, how deep to get in without getting burned or suffocated. Have an open mind when this new and very tempting situation presents itself, but only go midway to meet it. Look and listen, and the truth will be revealed well before you become completely engaged and are involved in a downward spiral of negative energy. Be on notice to protect yourself and honor your sacred space. Find stillness in the potential chaos. It is here you'll find the truth that will serve you. In all things, there is dark and there is light, yin and yang. Do not be seduced by flattery or riches. In your situation, attempting to be in control is folly. You can't control what the heavens bring your way. Simply let this yin energy flow through you. Do not retreat, even if you feel afraid. Use your fear as fuel to look deeply into the situation, and it will bring clarity and light into what was previously held in darkness. Above all, don't turn your back on this force. Bravely take the risk to face your fears, and the darkness will become light. Your weaknesses will become your strength, and your tears will give way to joy. Grieve for what or whom you must let go of, and make your move into what the lightness achieved as you move to satisfaction and completion. When you find yourself in a difficult or seemingly impossible situation, it is self-knowledge that will extricate you and deliver you safely to the shore. Look deep within. See and embrace your dark side and the emotions that come with it. Make your fears, tears, anger, and sadness your loving companions as you travel toward the highest good for you, your tribe, and our precious earth. These emotions are some of the colors with which we paint our lives with. As we have recently seen, Gaia has her own hidden dark side as well. It is a darkness that gives way to the dawning of light and love. Have a great week, everyone. Aloha.
Yeah.